explodes.
Know why you're fighting this fight.
Contest! I never injured thee, but love thee. Better than thou canst devise, till thou shalt know the reason of my love. So, good cat.
Love with all your heart.
Thank you.
I think the relationships are really interesting. There's the play is Romeo and Juliet, and I think that's sort of the relationship that everyone sort of keys in on, and is obviously what they've come to see most likely. But it's amazing to me, if you really pay attention, all the sort of subtle relationships that are going on, and if you really sort of pay attention, there's a lot of love and there's a lot of hate and there's a lot of history between pretty much all the characters. Like, this is something that's rooted in just about everyone, and I think a lot of the smaller characters do a great job of fitting into that world and having a serious stake in whatever's going on, and having a very specific relationship with not only the main character but with each other. And so
night by night through lovers' brains, and then they dream of love, for ladies' lips who straight on kisses dream of the much misfortune bones. This is the hag when maids lie on their backs and presses them and lures them first to bed, making the women of good carriage. This is
Peace!
Thou talkest of nothing. True.
This is different because it's more of a modern setting. We're not all in 16th century, we're all going to trip over our dresses, tech clothes. We have an awesome set that was tagged by members of the high school and by members of the cast, and it's more upbeat that way, I think. Keeps it relevant.
It's my senior year in high school, and I've been doing graffiti club since about 9th grade. I started teaching it 10th grade along with Jay, and I just help around the kids and help them do different pieces and teach them the basics, the fundamentals of graffiti, where it originated. And
well, high school kids are putting their graffiti on the walls. It's really exciting.
The walls of what?
The walls of our set for Romeo and Juliet. It's like art on art on art.
Melanie's directing style is really, it's crazy. It's really different. I feel like she gives the actors a lot of liberty to do what they want to do within her boundaries, which is great for an actor because we get to explore and we get to play around with little things. It really creates variations in character that you probably wouldn't be able to get with a lot of the other directors.
My lips to blushing pilgrims ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which motherly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm these holy palmers kiss.
But I'd like to say the moments that reveal the families, I guess, the way that these attitudes are formed. All the fights are great for me, not only because I'm part of every fight, but they do kind of give us this picture of just how much chaos there is in this world, how real it all is.
Tybalt! You rat catcher! Will you walk?
What does that have with me?
Good king of cats, nothing but one of your...
take away that Romeo and Juliet Juliet is not just some stuffy old play that's been done a million times before. They should take away the fact that this is relevant and there are valuable things in the play that you can learn from it.
Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet. So Romeo would, were he not Romeo called, retain that dear perfection which he owes without that title. Romeo, doff thy name, and for thy name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
I take it out! I'm coming, my lover!
Sees is that a world that's very sort of connected and complete and filled with lots of detail.
Soft, I will go along, and if you leave me so, you do me wrong.
Hush, I lost myself. I'm not here. This is not Romeo. He is some other where.
Tell me in sadness who is that you love.
Shall I groan and tell thee?
Groan, I know, but sadly tell me who.
Let a sick man in sadness make his will. A word ill one that is so ill. Oh, in sadness, cousin, I do love a woman.
I am so near, and I suppose you love.
All right, good mark, then. She's fair, love.
All right, fair mark, fair cause, as soon as 'tis.
In that hit you miss, she'll not be hit with Cupid's arrow. She hath Dian's wit. Oh, she is rich in beauty. Only poor that when she dies with beauty dies her store.